Hello, it's Sunday Best. Happy Boxing Day, everyone. It is John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Philippa Smallwood, by Phil Blunder, by Neil Atkinson, and by Craig Hannon to talk about the day's fixtures, to talk about how we're all feeling, to talk about the fact that Liverpool aren't playing, and that's a shame. Phil, would you be out yet if we were playing?
I reckon I'd have left the house. I don't know whether I would be out because it's a bit of a train situation and stuff like that. I reckon I would have probably had to walk quite a distance to get a train, so I reckon I'd probably be walking at the minute, and then I'd be on a train, and then I wouldn't be far away from a pint, but I would be I wouldn't be at home, and I would be very excited about going to a match on Boxing Day because it's probably the best idea to go to football, I think.
And there's a lot of it as well. Well, normally less of it today. It is a bit of a shame, Neil, about the Reds. There was a 12:30 to look forward to against a very depleted Leeds. You would have fancied us strongly today, and instead, you know, we'll have to watch everyone else.
Yeah, I think me and Phil were halfway through concocting a plan where he was going to walk to Anfield, and it would have been around now he was meeting me on the way as we record this, and we were gonna walk up. So it would take about an hour and a half from ours, probably maybe a little bit less, but we're going to walk up, and the weather was arguably, I'm looking out the window, just about kind enough for us to have followed it through. So yeah, I think I would have been meeting Phil with a bag of cans.
I actually did do it 3 years ago.
I know you did that.
Yeah, it took me about 3 hours.
Yeah, so Phil had done all the heavy lifting at this point. I'd have just turned up like, you know, like a useful pacemaker for an excellent marathon runner. That would have been my role in this. So yeah, I think the idea of it having gone is miserable. It is a bit of a shame. There's loads of good reasons why, and as I've kept saying, you know, I think we've got to take everything that's come out of Leeds' camp in really, really good faith. I think the other thing to point out as well is if you're looking down the divisions, you know, currently there's 6 Premier League games going on. Outside of that, you know, in the Championship, I think there's only about 3 left. I think there's only 2 left in League Two. Tranmere being one of them. So if people out there are desperate to get some football in, they could head over to Tranmere today. But that's the way in which it is. You know, there's so few games able to go ahead, and we have got to be conscious of that. So, you know, we've just had hard lines on this one, and we've got the 28th to look forward to.
Yeah, well, let's all hope so. I mean, did it affect your Christmas Day, Craig? Was it on your mind that the Reds weren't playing, or did you just pass on?
Not really, I'll be honest, John. Because it's a bit different for me because I come back home for Christmas. So Boxing Day, I mean, I love Boxing Day. It's one of my favourite days of the year, and I've always loved watching Liverpool from afar on Boxing Day. So in terms of my match-going experience, it didn't change anything. But yeah, I suppose, you know, there is that little bit of disappointment, like I said, because it's one of the best days of the year. There's football from start to finish. Liverpool would have been the first one on TV, and hopefully have got the win. And as Neil said, like, Leeds look dire at the moment. And you know, that's been formed throughout the season, but also because of the numerous sort of COVID, you know, or numerous players out because of COVID recently. So it felt like a really, really good time. And it also felt like a good time off the back of what happened the other night. Again, I wasn't at that. I was watching from home, but I loved every minute of it. And I was just so excited. The moment that game finished, I wanted the next one. I wanted the Boxing Day fixture. I wanted Leicester away in a few days' time. But it's not to be.